Welcome to the Pickles and Beats Lo-Fi Podcast. This is episode number 6. Appreciate you stepping and checking us out today. This is a episode focused around live stream and chill. So just kind of, again, diving into lots of different things within the lo-fi community and the lo-fi world. And I think most of us are familiar with the live stream world, or maybe even have been introduced to lo-fi music in general because of the lo-fi live stream world. So we're going to talk about that a little bit today. Just want to start off with a happy Thanksgiving message, you know, and a giving of thanks, and appreciate all those for listening to the podcast, whether this is your first podcast or you've gotten to check them all out. I really appreciate it. I'm your host again, the new and the used. You can check out Pickles and Beats and the new and the used on all major platforms if you're looking for beats or music, but also, of course, Pickles and Beats itself on all platforms, as well as anchor.fm/picklesandbeats to find the homepage for the podcast itself. So we'll be getting into the Thanksgiving pieces and giving of thanks and talking about, you know, saying thank you for the listenership and whatnot throughout the podcast. So I just wanted to make sure I've started with that a little bit. But, you know, again, I want to be able to kick it off here and mention that episode number 6 here. This is available on all platforms, whether that's Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, again, all major platforms. So I just would love to continue to spread the word about the podcast and get some love. So if you enjoy what you're listening to and have come back, you know, for more, I'd appreciate you, you know, giving it a share, a like, a subscribe, passing it on to your friend, you know, because this is something I'd love to do more often and continue to dedicate my time to. So I love the feedback. So appreciate that. You can also go to anchor.fm/picklesandbeats to send me a direct message. You can record yourself sending me a message. You can type me a message, and maybe be used in a future podcast. That'd be great. Some exciting things happening over the next couple of weeks. Going to have a couple interviews, a couple spotlights for different artists and albums. So I'm just going to try again, experimenting, trying different things. It was almost a year ago. It was, I believe it was New Year's Eve or into New Year's Day when I launched the very first episode of the podcast. And so I'm excited to come up close on the 1 year anniversary. And, you know, it's been a lot of fun and, you know, somewhat sporadic, but I'm getting myself back on some sort of a schedule and want to, you know, I'd love to get myself down to a weekly. For a while I was doing monthly, maybe bi-monthly, and things, you know, life gets in the way at times, but here we are. And I want to continue to build this as a regular thing. And I'm getting a lot of great feedback from it. So for the last time before I launch in, thank you so much for those that have been listening. And let's get into it here on the Pickles and Beats Lo-Fi Podcast, episode number 6. Live Stream and Chill is our title for this episode. So, you know, in the Wild West of, you know, YouTube and live stream, thousands, you know, there's thousands, hundreds, thousands, you know, even millions, I'd say by now, of viewers are tuned into radio stations featuring, you know, specifically, you know, the endless loop or the endless gif of the anime girl writing in her journal, maybe being soundtracked by, you know, lo-fi boom bap or, you know, smooth chill beats smothered in, you know, nostalgia, basically, with whether that's tape hisses or record player fuzz or ocean sounds or rain, you know. And then, of course, if you've ever been in one of those rooms, you know, to the side, there's usually a chat room with people from all over the world, or maybe in your community, who knows. You can, if you've ever been in those rooms, sometimes it's just fun to just let it play and have that background music, but sometimes it's fun to kind of interact, especially if you're, you know, bored or lonely or on your own and you're just looking for some moments of camaraderie around the lo-fi world or lo-fi hip-hop. that micro genre. So, you know, this whole idea of lo-fi and nostalgia, we talked about this. If you haven't got an opportunity to look back in the previous history of the Pickles and Beats podcast, we've done a history of, we've done what is, and, you know, a lot of these will cycle back through where I do part twos and part threes as I want to go a little bit more in depth. And, of course, getting your feedback over what you guys want. So hit me up with that kind of stuff. But overall, you know, this idea of lo-fi and nostalgia, it's not always the way over the top stuff like, you know, some of the vaporwave can get, or even retrowave. But, you know, I think, as I pointed this out before, the lo-fi idea is, you know, it's about the beat production that can sound maybe sometimes raw, maybe a little unfinished, has some intended and then sometimes unintended imperfections with, you know, focus on real sounds, real sounding drums. Sometimes it is real drums, people recording their own real drums. And then, of course, samples, lots of sampling. And you've got a wide range of producers in between, some that sample a lot, some that never sample. So I think it's really been cool to see the different mediums or tools that are used just to create the same kind of micro genre. But it's usually one of those common things that that's hit by all producers is that the nostalgia piece, the ambience piece, the record hiss, the tape hiss, the ocean sounds, the rain, the you know, that outside, the outside influence, something else that in the past maybe those imperfections wouldn't have been kind of widely sought after, but in the lo-fi community or in the lo-fi world and music, those are the things that kind of give it its human characteristics, right? Just like Dilla and non-quantized beats kind of were doing it at the time. People weren't doing that kind of stuff, and it was kind of new. It gave it a human characteristic, which was original for itself. But, you know, lo-fi, it may be its own kind of niche, but it's definitely become a notable trend on YouTube. And I want to be able to talk about that as we move forward. So I'm going to get into some music here. I want this podcast to be more of a thankful, giving podcast. And especially being Thanksgiving here, it's Thanksgiving afternoon. I've got my food in my belly for today. So I'm kind of just hanging out, making a podcast for all of you and giving thanks and listening to some good music. So as we launch into the podcast and get into some music, I wanted to also mention that if you haven't found us on Spotify, Pickles and Beats on Spotify, please go and find us there on YouTube, all major platforms, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, Pickles and Beats. And there's a Pickles and Beats playlist with all of the artists that have been on these first six episodes. So please go and give them a follow as well. I appreciate that. So our very first artist coming up here is going to be kind of a combination here. It's DLJ, Odyssey, and Florent Garcia. And they are all producers from France. So awesome music. I'm going to have a back-to-back here. It's going to be a track called Suspended from those three together. And then on the second track here, it's called Traveling Partners, and it's going to be Odyssey and Florent Garcia only. DLJ is not on that track. So again, DLJ, Odyssey, Florent Garcia on Suspended, followed by Odyssey and Florent Garcia on Traveling Partners. And again, I'm the new and the used on the Pickles and Beats Lo-Fi podcast, episode number 6, Live Stream and Chill. Check it out. All right. Welcome back to the Pickles and Beats Lo-Fi Podcast. This is episode number 6. And this is Live Stream and Chill. We're talking about live stream, you know, lo-fi channels, live stream 24-hour stations. Again, I think it, you know, jumping in right away, I think a lot of it was started with just shorter clips, 30 minutes, hours. I mean, short for what it is, making shorter playlists like that. And then it was those early channels coming on with the 24-hour stream. You know, I'm going to be able to get into that. So, once again, I'm producer, the new and the used here on the Pickles and Beats Lo-Fi Podcast. I want to say thank you here on Thanksgiving. I'm grateful for you. I'm grateful for the listeners. I'm grateful for being able to make music and being able to talk about this kind of stuff. I appreciate you listening. You can find us on all platforms under Pickles and Beats, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, Patreon. If you want to support the channel, you can donate there. Otherwise, directly through Pickles and Beats on Spotify, you can donate there. All money goes directly back into the podcast. There's nothing being made at the moment, but I'd love any kind of shares that you're willing to do and put out there and let people know about the podcast. It's only going to help it grow and become a community atmosphere and vibe. So I appreciate those that are willing to do that. Otherwise, the last one that I want to mention here again is Pickles and Beats on anchor.fm/picklesandbeats is the home website for the podcast. And there is a message slot in there where you can send a direct message either by typing or by a voice message. Usually there's always a poll question up there in some way, shape, or form. And so I'd love to start incorporating poll questions with the sound directly from the audience. So if you're feeling bold and strong and see a question up there you'd be willing to answer, please go on and do so. That'd be awesome. But I want to make sure I show some love here once again to DLJ Odyssey and Florent Garcia out of France. Those were those two tracks. It was Suspended and Traveling Partners was the name of the were the name of the two tracks there. So I appreciate you checking those out. Let's jump back in here to episode number 6, the live stream and chill. So we were kind of talking before we went off there. About, you know, lo-fi may be its own kind of niche genre, but it's without a doubt one of the most notable trends on YouTube. Now, some of this data I have here is about like 3 or 4 or 5 years old now, coming from an older article from The Genius where it mentions that YouTube, you know, the world's biggest platform for music streaming, according to 2017 Music Consumer Insight reported that 85% of YouTube users, 1.3 billion people, this was again back then, so I'd only imagine it's grown so much more now, visited the website to listen to music alone. That was in August of 2017 alone. 85% of YouTube users, 1.3 billion with a B, visited the website in 1 month alone just to listen to music. That to me is staggering. Apple Music, Spotify, you know, they may have, you know, kicked off streaming wars and getting streaming going crazy, but YouTube's traffic is insane compared to those, without a doubt. You know, at the same time, though, YouTube's live feature and, you know, video algorithms have really helped the lo-fi community in general. When they added the live stream feature and allowed people to just go on and just press play and let, you know, again, that a video, a short clip, a GIF, whatever, to just like loop and play all day long and just let that go, whether that's businesses or at home studying. I mean, it's insane. So it's definitely done wonders for the lo-fi community. You know, even just take the moment to go on YouTube and type in the word lo-fi or hip-hop even, and you'll see a handful, more than a handful, you'll see pages of just live stream channels that that have just individual hosts even, not even major, you know, groups like the Chill Hop or the, you know, what used to be Lo-Fi Cow, Lo-Fi Girl now, or Chilled Cow, which is Lo-Fi Girl now, like even beyond those, just the individual people that do live stream, you know, it's insane. It's growing and growing and growing. I don't see it ending anytime soon, which is fantastic for the lo-fi community. You know, channels who use that live feature rank way higher in YouTube search results. You know, it's pretty safe I think it's pretty easy to say that, you know, a 30-minute video to a an hour video that has some sort of anime thumbnail, something like that, is going to be a hip-hop, lo-fi hip-hop mix, and it's going to probably have a lot of views to it. It's just, it's a pretty regular thing that's happening right now, and of course there's a little bit of deciphering there and digging and, you know, picking and choosing for what playlist may work best for you, but there are so many out there, it's insane. You know, there, some channels are 24/7 live streams, some operate as sporadic pop-ups, you know, that maybe only stream for a couple hours, but all stations do find a way to kind of cater to that lo-fi hip-hop station. Sometimes it does have vocals, sometimes it doesn't. Sometimes they're, you know, anime trended, sometimes they're Japanese inspired. I mean, even just before I got in here for this podcast, I was just doing some background research. I mean, it's gotten to the point where there's micro niches and micro genres within the micro genre. It's just getting so cool, especially for somebody that likes to dig in and kind of go head over heels into some of these different things. It's you can dive down a rabbit hole to find all kinds of different kind of playlists or live streams, or you can, you know, customize your own playlist, because it's not just about audio anymore. There's visual. There's so much more that goes with it. And then you've got the, you know, the producers like Cook and Soul and whatnot that are making these almost short documentaries of their beat making, which is really, really cool as well. So I can't wait to dive into those a little bit more as we move forward. But I want to get into some more music here. I want to highlight our next artist, Phonics, P-H-O-N-I-K-S, Phonics, with Machine Gun Funk, followed up by The Way Things Go. Once again, I am the new and the used here on the Pickles and Beats Lo-Fi podcast. This is episode number 6, live stream and chill.
You hooked on Phonics.
All right. Welcome back to the Pickles and Beats Lo-Fi Podcast. This is episode number 6, the live stream and chill episode, kind of focused, dedicated to talking about live stream and live stream lo-fi and how that's kind of contributed to the community. We've been talking so far about obviously kind of where it started and kind of got kicked off and kind of the support that it plays within the lo-fi community here. And before I move on, I want to make sure I, you know, once again point out Phonics, Phonics, with Machine Gun Funk and The Way Things Go, if you just were to listen in there and check that out. But yeah, we've been you know, talking about you know, the impact that YouTube and live stream in general has made on the lo-fi community, and you know, pointed out some numbers from early 2017, 2018. So it's been a while ago, but still, without a doubt, I think everybody can agree that it's only grown since then. So, I mean, the numbers are staggering when you really look at them. But a whole other piece that we haven't even been able to dive into yet is the interaction within the community, because that's really the thing. Most people, you know, look at the, you know, put it on, press play, listen, it becomes background music, becomes study music, becomes something to watch if you're really just kind of chilling watching these some of these really in-depth animations. I feel like there could be a whole separate episode. I have it kind of written down as possible future episodes on some of the animators that play a role in these lo-fi communities, because that's pretty cool too. That's without a doubt becoming a even more popular scene with the whole NFT movement, but just the animators that play a role in these live streams, it's pretty amazing work what they do. So and underappreciated, I think, in a lot of ways. But I wanted to make sure and use the opportunity to point out the connection beyond just what you're watching on the on your screen and listening with your ears, but also the interaction that happens within the community, either that's on the direct chat within the YouTube live stream, which again, overwhelmingly is different than most chats or comment sections. Usually that's when, you know, the bullies come out, that's when the haters come out, the trolls, whatever you want to call them, come out and have a lot of stuff to say. We'll put it like that. But when you're in those chat rooms for most of these lo-fi sections, whether it's a chilled cow or lo-fi girl, you know, chill hop, I'm not sure if they still have a 24-hour or not. But any of them, there's so many out there. Again, I didn't want to list just a couple. I shouldn't even have said those ones, because there are so many out there, and I want this to kind of stand the test of time, because there's new ones popping up all the time. But every single moment that I'm in one of those and I happen to just jump in the chat and you know, sift through and read, it's always overwhelmingly positive. Whether it's people opening up about themselves and getting feedback from others, people that are struggling with depression or anxiety and getting feedback from others. I mean, it's amazing. Just take an opportunity and pop open the chat and play a role in that. It's pretty cool, heartwarming to say the least. And then, you know, which usually will lead you, if you again are looking into the information section for each channel, will lead you to Discord. You know, a Discord server is sort of a Slack workplace hangout for gamers, is where I've learned about Discord in the gaming world. But Discord, you know, definitely offers that chat room experience that YouTube would provide, but you're kind of a part of that community. For those that aren't familiar with Discord, you kind of join a group of others, and usually they'll have different sections within that online server, but you know, it could discuss anything from different artists to anime shows, different ways to promote your art, submission ways, and just chat, opening the channels to chat and talk. Overall, Discord can be a really positive place in most of the lo-fi communities as well. So I just want to make sure I made those points known as well. Yeah, so I want to get into some more music. You know, again, I'm kind of in that mood to just hang out in the cafe here and listen to music. So before we jump in here to one of those artists that I feel like is always on one of these 24 hour channels is Jinsang, J-I-N-S-A-N-G. Hopefully I'm pronouncing that one right. That's how I've always pronounced it. Love the music of Jinsang. Been following Jinsang for a while on Spotify, on my playlists and beyond. So I hope if you haven't heard Jinsang or familiar with the music of Jinsang, then this will be a golden opportunity for you to listen. Otherwise, you probably listened, just didn't know. If you've ever listened to one of these live stream 24-hour stations. But once again, this is the Pickles and Beats Lo-Fi Podcast, episode number 6. I am your host, the new and the used. You can find me, the new and the used, or Pickles and Beats on all major platforms, whether that's Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, Patreon, if you want to do any kind of donations. It all goes back to the podcast. And then as well on anchor.fm/picklesandbeats, which is the homepage for the podcast, where you can send messages directly or reach out. But the best that you can do to really make an impact is by spreading the word, tagging us Pickles and Beats on all your platforms. It's spreading the word to your friends to give it a listen, and really, honestly, giving feedback. The more feedback you give, the better it is, whether it's about the music that you're interested in, because a lot of these things I like to choose myself or try to pick something that fits along with the title or the atmosphere within this specific episode. So anyway, I hope you're all having an awesome Thanksgiving, recovering, and getting ready to finish off the year strong. So let's get into some music by Jinsang. This track is called Untold, and it'll be followed up by Affection on the Pickles and Beats Lo-Fi Podcast. Check it out. Thank you. Welcome back to the Pickles and Beats Lo-Fi Podcast. This is episode number 6, the live stream and chill episode, focused around talking about the live stream kind of community and how the impact of live stream in the lo-fi world. So I appreciate everybody listening and checking us out. Once again, my name is The New and the Used, and this is the Pickles and Beats Lo-Fi Podcast. That was Jin Sang with Untold, and followed up by Affection. Now, before I move on to anything else music related, I, of course, for Thanksgiving, need to have some kind of a top five in Thanksgiving foods, or Thanksgiving things, I guess. But I'm going to say foods because mine are all food. Everything's centered around food with me. I can't help myself. But I'm going to give my top five Thanksgiving foods. I know this is debatable. Everybody's got their own feelings, but sorry. Here we go. I'm going to go from 5 to 1. My number 5 on the list, which, again, if you've been watching in the news, I think there was a Patriots football player that said that this item should be taken off of the Thanksgiving table. I don't know about all that, but I definitely have it as my number 5. My number 5 on the list is macaroni and cheese. Now, if you're making the right baked macaroni and cheese with breadcrumbs on the top, it should definitely be on your table. If you're just saying to take it off the table, I don't know what to tell you. So that's my number 5. My number 4 Thanksgiving meal item, or appetizer, I guess is what I throw this one in, is deviled eggs. Deviled eggs have always been something that I've enjoyed eating. I know it sounds disgusting. Sometimes it even smells disgusting, but it is so delicious. So deviled eggs, going with number 4, deviled eggs. And number 3, which, again, this might get controversial because some people put this as their top 1 or 2, but I'm going to go turkey. Turkey number 3. Got to go turkey number 3. I love turkey for what it is. I can't eat turkey alone, on its own. I just can't do it. But the after dinner, you know, come back for seconds and thirds, making turkey sandwiches, maybe even the days after, turkey for the win. I just like turkey number 3. Number 2 on my list, top 5 of Thanksgiving Day foods. Number 2 on my list, which, again, I'm sure people are going to want to throw hands after this, is green beans. My green beans that my mother would make with the bacon and onions and stuff all mixed in. Green beans. So my green beans are number 2. So number 1, we're getting down here to number 1. And again, debated. Number 1. In the new and the used, my name is Chris. I'll even give out my name. My number 1 of Thanksgiving Day foods, mashed potatoes. If you can do the mashed potatoes right, I'll even take baked potato, but mashed potatoes, if you can mash them right, not too runny, smooth or creamy. I like them a little chunky. You do it right, and it's not from a bag, like the real deal. Like you peeled your potatoes, you did it right. Mashed potatoes, number 1. Number 1 mashed potatoes. So mac and cheese, deviled eggs, turkey, green beans, mashed potatoes. Those are my top 5. So I'm curious, what are your top 5? If you're watching or checking out the podcast, there is a poll you can go to if you're on Spotify and actually join in on this. Go to anchor.fm/picklesandbeats, and you can actually put in your vote right there or give me the voicemail message. I would love to see that on there as well. So those are my top 5. I also have a little top 5 in dessert I'm going to throw down. So I'm going to make this one go pretty quick. My number 5 in desserts. And I don't even know, again, if everybody does this for a dessert on Thanksgiving, but for me, typically it's a dessert that I like to eat is carrot cake. I know it's not a huge Thanksgiving one, but I'm going to throw it down. Carrot cake is my number 5 for the Thanksgiving Day dessert. Number 4 on the Thanksgiving Day dessert would be sweet potato pie, of course. Got to get some sweet potato pie, number 4. Number 3 on the Pickles and Beats Lo-Fi Podcast Thanksgiving Day dessert countdown. Number 3 would be apple pie. Of course, apple pie. And of course, I think all these pies, it goes without saying, you're going to put some ice cream on it or next to it. So ice cream doesn't really count. Like, it's just a given. Or whipped cream, whatever it is you decide to use. So apple is number 3. Number 2 on the top 5 Thanksgiving Day desserts would be pumpkin pie. I know that some people might get upset about that because that might be their number one. It's most traditional. I understand. But pumpkin pie is number two for me. Pumpkin pie. And number one on the Pickles and Beats Lo-Fi Podcast, episode number six here, the live stream and chill episode. Number one, Thanksgiving Day dessert. Pecan pie. Pecan pie is it. You put some vanilla ice cream on the top, done. We got it. So, all jokes aside, I want to say a huge thank you to everybody for listening to the Pickles and Beats Lo-Fi Podcast. I'm going to jump into now my top five new pieces of music out right now. So I go through my Apple Music, I go through my Spotify, I go through a bunch of different platforms to find the top five things that are out right now over the past 2 weeks. And I kind of just picked my top five favorites. And I'm going to be kicking it off actually with the track that I produced and worked on with Brandon Lee Searley called Nebulous. And that's going to be followed up by Nomadic, who we've had on the podcast before, with a track called Awaken. Orestes Gomez and Cookin' Soul are going to follow that up with the Jueves Azul. It's a slamming track. And then that'll be followed up with a track called Loose Lines by Sim, or S-I-M, and Eop. And then we'll close it out with Otis McDonald, who I had on the last podcast as a featured artist, and his tracks are amazing. This track is called Hurry. And these are my top five. So let's go ahead and get into it. Once again, I'm the new and the used on the Pickles and Beats Lo-Fi Podcast, episode number six, live stream and chill. Let's check out these top five. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Welcome back to the Pickles and Beats Lo-Fi Podcast, episode number 6, live stream and chill. The main focus of the whole episode has really been around, you know, the live stream world and the impact on the lo-fi community and really how they've kind of grown hand in hand, I think, overall is the best way to kind of point that out. But those are my top 5 of the newest kind of beats that I saw that kind of stuck out to me, looking over my Apple Podcasts top list, my Spotify release radar, you know, looking through my Instagram and Facebook, Twitter, some emails that have come into me, you know, these ones stand out to me the most. So I wanted to make sure that I played them. So my top 5 there were, you know, a release that I just got to put out. Of course, I'm going to sneak that one in, with the homie Brandon Lee Searly. And that track's called Nebulous. So if you get an opportunity to check that out, give a like and a follow to that. I appreciate it. And then a track called Awaken by Nomadic, followed up by Jueves Azul by Orestes Gomez and Cookin' Soul. Probably one of my all-time favorite beat makers there, Cookin' Soul. And then Sim and Eup with the track called Loose Lines. And then that last track there, the banger, man, another one from Otis McDonald called Hurry. I am a huge fan of Otis. I'm just going to continue to promote that dude as much as I can because I've recently gotten turned on to your music, if you're out there listening to Otis, and I'm really digging it. So, cool beats. So I just wanted to give, once again, a big thanks for so many things right now with Thanksgiving being today, and it's kind of releasing here later Thanksgiving evening. And I wanted to give thanks by, you know, giving the shout out to all the producers that have allowed me to kind of put the music up on the podcast or been really cool about sharing the podcast and letting people know about Pickles and Beats and trying to grow from here. It's all brand new, so I'd love to make this a full-time thing and continue to do this, whether it's releasing stuff weekly or bi-weekly or monthly or but, you know, the love has been appreciated, folks. We're over 2,000 listeners within the first half year. And, you know, we're over, last time I looked, was over 4,000 listeners. So I listens with some good followership. So I appreciate that very much. But so I'm going to give my shout outs here real quick. I'm just going to give a read down. Hope you all can bear with it. But, of course, big shout outs and thank yous to Sim, Farnell Newton, Tyrone Hendricks, Joe Bay, Lazy Boy Loops, Mayuik, Hanshu Lo-Fi, Theory Has It, UFO, I Love Brandon, Kilroy Was Here, Axion, Soul Rakmai, Mustawa, Coffee Shop, Torin Peto Music, of course, Torin Peto, Farnell Newton, pairing up there, Miso Colt, Gustav, Satir Beats, Just Normal, let's see, Chilled Cat, Purple Cat, Love Lo-Fi, Sync.exe, Victor Mark II, Lou Ultra, of course, Cookin' Soul, Jay Dilla, we featured earlier on a Music Plus talk podcast through Spotify strictly. Bad Snacks, of course, Brandon Lee Searly, mentioned you once here on this podcast and a previous. Just Normal, Tom Dooley, again, Otis McDonald, Sles Preso, Frogman, Ocelot, Yasumu, The Deli, Loomis, Flughand, Kretek, who else here? We got Half Past Seven, Paul Bao, Screen Jazzmaster, and I think Z Mayev is my last one on my list here. So I just wanted to once again give a shout out to all those beat makers that have been a part of making Pickles and Beats awesome this year. I'm going to, of course, this isn't it. There'll be some more here through December and beyond, but I just want to make sure I give the shout out on Thanksgiving as I'm giving thanks here. I'll have a more comprehensive end of year breakdown once we get there. So once again, I appreciate you giving a listen. I am The New and the Used. You can find me on all platforms as The New and the Used. Otherwise, Pickles and Beats. Also on all platforms, whether that's Instagram, Spotify, Twitter, Bandcamp, Patreon. I mean, you look it up, YouTube. We're out there, Pickles and Beats and The New and the Used. So I appreciate all the love and support for the podcast and all the music. So hope you all have an awesome Thanksgiving and beyond. And once again, you can find us on anchor.fm/picklesandbeasts to leave a message and give some feedback and jump in on the poll question on what your favorite Thanksgiving food is. Take it easy, y'all. Peace.